Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Today on the program, we're speaking with Mr. Jose Chow, the president and CEO of Copa Cocktails USA, that creates bartender quality, ready-to-serve cocktails and beautifully crafted bottles. And Mr. Chow, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Pleasure to be with you, Eric. Just call me Jose.
I think we can handle that, Jose, and really appreciate you coming out and spending a moment with us here today on behalf of Copa Cocktails USA. So if you would, for starters, tell us a little bit about your company to get things underway here today.
Yeah, Copa Cocktails, it's a brand that was established about 4 or 5 years ago in a different pack, in a different liquid. And right around that time frame, new shareholders came into the parent company, which is called Tourank International. And they thought they could possibly have something unique, and they did. So what they went out to do was to repackage the brand, utilizing just a gorgeous, gorgeous visualization of what Amsterdam brings to the world, which is lots of flowers, birds, a lot of nature, if you may. So that was captured in the design of the sleeve that goes over the glass bottle that resembles a shaker. So, and everything was done in such a way where it integrated the latest in technology for design and for printing. And on top of that, we moved in the direction of going all natural. So the juice was changed to an all natural flavor profile, and the rest is history, as they say.
Certainly appreciate the brief backstory there, and just what little you told us has us anxious to hear more as well. Now, from what I understand, Copa Cocktails is now available in 38 countries. Can you tell us a little bit about why Copa expanded into the U.S.? Get into some of those details.
Oh, absolutely. The category, the RTD category as it is known, has been around for a number of years. In fact, Cuervo was one of the pioneers of the ready-to-drink category, primarily focused on tequilas. And then, of course, you had, you know, a few brands here and there that were in the environment, in the category, but they were really not anything to contend with for a long time. And then COVID hit. And while at the same time that COVID was hitting, you already had an emergence of consumers wanting convenience, and they wanted immediate gratification, if you may. And so with a combination of COVID and consumers' need for convenience and quick wins, meaning if I want a mojito, I want to be able to have a mojito quickly and that it's made with a bartender quality that they come to expect when they go to a bar. But they don't necessarily have the capabilities, and quite often they don't have all the tools to make it at home. So really, convenience was the number one factor, along with the fact that people were staying home. They had ample time to enjoy themselves in the outdoors with their friends. You know, people were keeping their distance, so they went outside. They had picnics and things like that with distancing, but they were still coming together. At the end of the day, human beings want to be together. And the category just exploded. It absolutely exploded. So we're in a sector within the ready-to-drink category that's called ready-to-serve. Ours are not in a can. We come in a bottle, in a 750 ml shaker bottle. Many people call it disruptive packaging because it's so visually beautiful and exciting. It creates the moment, it almost transforms you from having a work environment, moving quickly to a fun environment, a relaxation environment, a celebratory environment. So for us, we've been winning almost in every state that we go into. We're in 23 states now. And I will tell you that our metrics, when it comes to evaluating the success of the brands, is really over the top.
Well, you're certainly doing something right, and there's something about that packaging, and let's talk about that a little further. It's quite interesting. Could you tell us a little bit about the influence behind the bottle and the beautiful packaging that you have?
Well, it really brings back the notion and the imagery associated with Amsterdam and the Netherlands in general. As you know, that region of the world is one of the top producers of flowers, and even though the fragrances themselves really come from the southern France, the imagery associated with the Netherlands is all about this natural feel and look, and the flowers, the gardens, the beautiful gardens you find along the canals of Amsterdam, for example, and the different birds that you find in that region really lent itself from a creative point of view for the designers to take amplitude in anchoring the brand in its home original country, which is the Netherlands.
Ah, the Netherlands. That certainly does speak volumes right there, and that description does help us understand where the whole thing is coming from today. We're speaking with Mr. Jose Chow. He is the president and CEO of Copa Cocktails USA that creates bartender quality, ready-to-serve cocktails in beautifully crafted bottles here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, how does Copa stand out in the very crowded RTT category? I'm assuming the appearance and the packaging certainly helps.
Sure. As you noted, Eric, the category of RTDs are largely filled with tons and tons of competitors that are in the seltzer category primarily. The seltzer category really came on as a result of the beer companies reacting to the fact that they were losing a lot of market share. And they also knew that consumers wanted something lighter with less alcohol, taste, and so forth. And the beer companies really started the trend of these convenience four packs of ready to drinks. And that lent itself then further to the spirits people coming out with higher proof, well-made, well-packaged, what we call RTSs, ready-to-serves. So how Copa differentiates itself on the shelf and in the marketplace is, number one, we have a bottle that immediately connotes the fact that it's a cocktail. Why? Because it's shaped like a shaker, and shakers are used to make cocktails. Our graphics are second to none, and they really have an enormous eye appeal to our target consumers, which are 21-year-olds plus females. So the color scheme, when you line up the various flavors, and we have up to 15 flavors of Copa cocktails, they are absolutely gorgeous, and it brings attention to any display, any shelf placement that we have. Hence, we have an enormous reorder rate on the part of the retailers. And that's a result of the consumers buying the brand and buying in multiple flavors at a time. So, you know, it is a niche. We are in the spirit sector. We also are different than most others in that we really give good value for money in a premium setting. Our alcohol by volume is 15%. Therefore, it's about 30 proof. And that entails a bartender quality cocktail, because if you go to a bar and you order a drink, you normally get, by the time it gets diluted by the ice and the mixer that goes into that cocktail, it starts off at right around 15%. So we're right there. We call our brand Copa Cocktails, a bartender in every bottle.
That is catchy right there. Good stuff. Now, sounds like you're having great success in a crowded category. What pointers can you share with others who would like to find similar success in their industry?
Well, the first thing you have to commit to is that the consumer is the king. So you're going to have other gatekeepers. You have distributors. You have retailers. You have a lot of different hurdles to go through before you get the product onto a store shelf. But I think knowing what the proposition is and what the consumer really wants or needs, and understanding that very, very well, is the start. Then obviously you develop your business plan and your marketing plan. Those are two separate entities that can be combined into one. But a business plan is one thing. That's what has the financials, the source of business, you know, all your costings, the cost of dry goods, the cost of wet goods. It's going to have a multitude of items that you need to take into consideration if you are going to have a good, solid business plan. Within that business plan, you're going to have a good marketing and sales plan. How are you going to position the brand? What's the packaging going to look like? What sizes? You're going to determine what the alcohol content is going to be, what the ABV needs to be in order to be as consistent as you can across the entire marketplace. You don't want to have products in the marketplace that have different alcohol by volumes, because that distorts, you know, what your brand's all about. You know, when you buy a brand, whether it's Bacardi, Johnny Walker, you know, Grey Goose Vodka, you know that they are going to be 40% ABV or 80 proof. You don't find them to have various degrees of ABV. So in the U.S., you want to be as consistent as you can, and you need to understand all the legalities by state that goes into the determination of whether your product will be successful given the distribution channels that you may be targeting. So it does vary. You have to do your homework. That's going to be a lot of planning. You cannot just throw a product into the market anymore. Those years are done. Most people that do that largely do not find success.
Certainly some great points made right there, and a lot you can take away from that response just alone, and really appreciate that. As we conclude, is there anything else you'd like to add, a closing thought, a tip, or anything else along the lines of our conversation today?
Put together a solid team with different skill levels and experience levels, from HR to production to legal to HR. You have to understand all the aspects that are going into the development of a brand in a marketplace. So surround yourself with good people, listen well, and plan. You don't have all the answers. You may be the entrepreneur who feels that, you know, you want to control every aspect of your brand. You're setting yourself up for failure when you do that. You need to have a surrounding team that can actually help you and guide you and provide input to you, almost like having a board of directors that is bringing forth ideas and best practices for you to be successful. Everyone wants to see someone succeed. Very few people want you to fail. They all want you to succeed. And that's what you're going into approach should be, that, you know, you are seeking stakeholders to love your products and love you as you're going out into the marketplace.
That is outstanding advice and information, golden, and can't thank you enough for sharing that insight with us, as well as introducing Copa Cocktails USA to the audience as well. If listeners wanted to get more information on Copa Cocktails or to purchase product, where could they find Copa Cocktails near them?
Oh, absolutely. Go to our website, www.copacocktails.com. You'll see the imagery. You'll see the offers that we have in terms of flavors with pina coladas, margarita, mojitos, you name it. They're all the world's best cocktails, and they're made in a natural way, and they are the best tasting cocktails. And they're available in 23 states now, California, New York, New Jersey, Texas, there's a number of states, Massachusetts, North Carolina, Vermont, New Hampshire, Maine, and we're continuing to grow. Check out Total Wine. Total Wine has it. Some Walmarts carry it also in Michigan. So just if you can't find it, ask the retailer for it. And I'm sure that when with a consumer or a shopper asking for the brand, if they don't carry it at that time, they'll carry it soon enough.
Again, listeners, for more details, visit copacocktails.com. Jose, all the best, and thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Eric, a pleasure. Thank you for your time.
Well, you're certainly more than welcome anytime. We've been speaking with Mr. Jose Chow, the president and CEO of Copa Cocktails USA, the that creates bartender quality ready-to-serve cocktails in beautifully crafted bottles. And for all the details, visit copacocktails.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.